You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and arguably the biggest running event in the country is taking place on the 3rd of October, and some amazing runners will be taking part as part of Team RNIB. And I'm delighted to say that one of the members of Team RNIB is here this morning to talk with us. Michelle Pitts, thank you so much for joining us. So you have quite a personal reason for running the 2021 London Marathon. Let's say that you and the London Marathon have some history. Could you tell us about where this all started and why you've decided to do the London Marathon this year?
Yeah, so it all started, I guess, in going back to 2018. I was due to do the run in April 2019, so I'd been training for a few months, and I had a serious car accident at Christmas 2018, which was life-changing for me. And it meant, well, two of the injuries were I broke my heel and dislocated my foot. So by the time it came round to the London Marathon, I couldn't even walk, let alone run. So I wasn't able to do everything I'd trained for. I had to learn to walk again. And I guess it's unfinished business. So I wanted to tick that box. I wanted to do that London Marathon and complete my challenge for myself.
Recovering from something like the accident you had is a big enough challenge in itself. So to add the training for the marathon on top of that, what's that been like over the past sort of 2 years?
It's been interesting, shall we say. So 2 years ago, I'd probably only just started going back to work. So I'd had 6 months at home and then started going back to work. And then we obviously went into lockdown. So then I was stuck at home again. So it's been definitely a challenging couple of years. But I use the time at home productively. So one of my injuries, I had a stroke and I lost some of my eyesight through that. And during my time at home, I reached out to RNIB and they provided me with so much help that I was able to kind of mentally recover in order to, you know, just feel more like myself again. So it's been a really difficult time, but I've kind of used that time wisely as much as I could in order to try and feel like myself again.
And did you find getting back into training and back into running helped you feel more like yourself?
Oh, definitely. I think because there were so many changes to my life, because I can't drive anymore, and all my hobbies, I find it difficult to do now. So being able to run has given me that little bit of back to my old life, which has really helped with my mental health. Just being able to carry on doing the things that I love in that way.
And you mentioned there the support that you received from RNIB. Was that one of the reasons why you decided that you were actually going to run this for RNIB and raise money for the charity?
Yeah, totally. They've been absolutely fantastic with me. Their talk and support groups have been fantastic throughout lockdown. So I'm looking to try and be a facilitator for you now so I can help others in similar situations to myself who are dealing with sight loss. And also just the different services, it's just been fantastic in helping me adapt to my new life, I guess. So yeah, I just wanted to pay something back and be able to raise money so you can help other people in the future.
Full circle kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So what does training look like then? So the marathon's on the 3rd of October, which isn't that far away. So what does training look like at the minute?
At the moment, so I'm tapering, yes. So it's lots of shorter runs, which is nice, to be honest. So yeah, I've got to go for an hour run tonight. But then, yeah, next week it kind of goes down to half an hour, so that's even nicer. Then I've got the marathon on the 3rd of October.
Are you excited or are you dreading it or what?
A bit of both, if I'm honest. I am excited, but I've given myself a bit of motivation for afterwards. So I've booked a spa day and booked a day off to go to the zoo and stuff like that. So I've got that motivation as well for afterwards. Like, right, if I do this, I've got a nice spa day of treatments and everything to enjoy. So yeah, I'm really excited to be doing it and obviously to raise money for the RNIB. I am scared a little bit.
I'm not surprised. It's a little bit of a different time of year. Usually it's in the middle of summer. Do you feel more comfortable with it being in the autumn, or are you missing the sunshine?
Been a bit hit and miss because, yeah, it's normally in April, so you have to train during the winter months, which for me, trying to do the outside of work means that I'll be running in the dark. But yeah, running training through the summer has been better in terms of, you know, I get up early in the morning. I've been out running around fields at like 6 o'clock in the morning. But yeah, the heat when we've had like warm spells, like today's quite warm, it's not been so nice, to be honest. But yeah, it'll be good fun anyway. I like having challenges, and this is definitely going to be a good challenge for me.
Absolutely. We'll hope for a cooler day on the 3rd of October.
Oh, definitely. And thank you to my guide runner as well, because he stepped in and he's obviously going to be helping me to complete it and check I don't run into anything. So thank you. Thank you to all the runners out there who'll be raising money for RNIB.
Absolutely. What's your guide runner called?
He's called Lee.
Lee. Thank you very much, Lee. Michelle, where can we find out more about your journey and donate to your marathon fundraising if people are listening to you and they'd like to donate?
Yeah, no problem. It's Just Giving. And then if you search on my name, Michelle-Pitts2, then it'll come up. It'll be under the RNIB London Marathon team.
Perfect. Thank you so much for joining us, and best of luck for the 3rd of October.
Thank you.
Michelle Pitt, who will be running the London Marathon on the 3rd of October as part of Team RNIB. You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio.